Legends with Graham Sharp and John Aldridge.
Radio City Sport.
We spoke off here again about it, and you know, listen, if Chelsea come in the champions and the players they've got, you know, of course your head's going to be turned, you know, but he's a young lad, and I've seen to Mark before, and John Terry came in with a little bit of a dig as well, saying he needs to come to Chelsea. If he goes to Chelsea, my thing here would be, is he going to play? So you've got Terry Cahill, you've got the boy Zuma as well, and you're thinking, right, okay, does he go down there and sit and maybe play the odd Carling Cup game? Also, he's broken into the England squad. England are going to Euros in the summer. Now, John's got a big decision to make and say, right, okay, I go down to Chelsea, I don't play, I miss out on the Euros, or I don't play in the Euros. I think the best thing for John Stones, and I'm not just saying because of Everton, but to stay here and play week in, week out, I don't think he's a finished article. I still think there's lots to learn from John. I think he'd be better learning it here rather than sitting in his backside down in Chelsea and watching from the sidelines. Jack Rodwell is a prime example. Franny Jeffers is a prime example. You know, let's go down there. It's Arsenal, great, a lot of money. Didn't happen for Franny because you looked at the team and thought, he's never going to get in before Perez, Henri, people like that. Jack Rodwell's the same at City. So, you know, whilst it's difficult for John, you know, when he hears it and watches every bit of media and it's all about him and Chelsea, personally speaking, I have no reason for him to go.
From my point of view, there aren't many English centre-halves around, and then the value goes up when when you get a good one come along. And let's not get away from it, he is a good one. I've got a lot of time. I've liked Roberto Martinez. I've got a lot of respect for him and for what he's done for that lad. Bringing him on, developing him, giving him a chance. Because don't forget, only a few years ago, he played at Anfield, didn't he, as right back and had a bit of a torrid. Then all of a sudden, everyone knew he was a centre-half. And he comes, and within no time at all, he's established himself as a centre-half and a real good centre-half with a big, big future ahead of him. If you get a chance to go and you think to play with the champions, play Champions League football, further your career, like Sharpie said, your head's going to be turned big time. That's not messing about. It's big time. The biggest point is what Sharpie said is he going to play? What would you do?
Footballers think about that
you need good advice.
He does,
and that's where good agents come in, and parents as well. They need to sit down and say, right, okay. Now, I'm not just saying I was right kind of thing, but the Jack Rodwell situation. Manchester City, of course, you're going, your head's going to get turned. But see, if I was advising Jack, I would have said, listen, Jack, you're going to go there. You ain't going to play. You know, 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to play. You might play in the Carling Cup. You might do this, you might do that. They've got all these people in front of you. Now, let's look at it from a career point of view. You stay here for another year and have another good season, and then you go there again, the more experience. You've got to remember that John hasn't played a lot of Premiership football. He's a talented kid, a real talented kid, as Mark said before, one of the best English ones, but he hasn't played a lot of football. There's still things that he can learn, and I think he's better learning them on the field than sitting watching.
Big point. You get educated by the players you play against, no matter where you play. So if you're playing week in, week out for Everton, whatever, that's the most important thing. You don't go anywhere to sit on your bum just because you can get money. You've got to play football, and that's what the young fella's got to look at. What am I going to do? But on the other hand, would it be a good move for a youngster to go and be coached by Mourinho to go and play and learn off people like John Terry and Cahill and all them, and with the stars to decide? Yeah, I do think it is, but I'm with Sharpie. I don't know if it's the right time, and I think that really his education is playing 90 minutes week in, week out.
And what do you think about the price tags that'll be? You know, what do you think? Raheem's 49, John's apparently 30.
The players can't do anything. The thing I'll always say about, you know, the Raheem Sterling thing as well, whatever way you want to build it up, the player has a decision at the end of the day. The player makes a decision whether he stays or whether he goes. Yeah, they keep an unhappy player and it leads to all sorts. I think Liverpool with Raheem Sterling thought, no use keeping an unhappy player. It's more problems than what it's worth. Let's get rid. Let's take the money that we think is good money for him. I think the player has all the power and the agents have all the power. They dictate whether you're going
wrong.
To stay. Which is wrong. Totally wrong.
You guys couldn't have done that, could you?
No.
No, it was the club and the manager, kick up the backside, do as you're told. Mm. I don't know how that is swung round.
Swung round because of the Bosman and Bosman, the power that there's now in the agents and the players. Whereas in the past, it was the clubs. The club said, I'll give you a 2-year contract. I'll give you a 3-year contract. There's no holding out for 4 or 5 and double your money. This is what you're offered. You take that or leave it. Now.
What would Howard have said to you if you'd walked Howard Kendall have said?
He stopped me going. There's some big moves, and he stopped me going and said, "No, it's not enough." And listen, I had.
You went into his office,
but we had no power. I had the possibility to go a few clubs, kind of thing, but I didn't have the power. I wasn't one that was going to sit down and on the goalpost like Big Nev did and fold my arms at half time and things like that. But I wasn't going to do that. But we had no power. The club decided whether you went. You know,
and do you know what as well? It's the clubs are good to you as players. They give you a wage. You play for the supporters. You play for the club, and you have to have a respect and a loyalty to that to who you're playing for as well. And I think that's the other thing that's gone out of the window. And I think really, like people are maybe like Raheem, he needs to go. Hold a minute. Liverpool bought you as a baby from a club, brought you up here, gave you everything, developed you, gave you a good wage, gave you a good life, helped you become the person you are. And you've pooped all over them, and that doesn't go. That doesn't sit well. And I think people around the world, it doesn't sit well. You know, when he played for Man City, he was getting booed all the time, wasn't it? I mean, and that's going to happen a heck of a lot because of the way things are conducted. And I think, you know, it's best to say nothing, let things go on, let nature take its course. Let the clubs decide whether you're going on or staying. Don't cause trouble.
I just like the agents and John Stones as well, to sit down and think of the bigger picture. Yes, it's great to go and play for the champions, but what's the best for my client? What is going to be the best for my client?
Radio City Sports, Steve Hothersall, with our legends, Aldo and Sharpie.
Radio City Sports.